the diet song there by Bobby Bear. What a depressing song.
Pass
me a carrot. But there's a growing global movement towards zero or very low consumption of carbohydrates, sugar in particular. And this usually means giving up many comfort foods, including bread. But Graham Kemlow has found a great tasting bread that's been universally tested to be ultra low in GI and carbohydrates. Graham speaks with baker Christian Conan of Herman Brot.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Christian.
Hello, Graham. Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, it's a very great pleasure. Now, I'm talking to you because I'm actually someone who likes your products, the products you produce. You've got low-carb bread, low-carb pasta, low-carb and high-protein muesli. Is there a big demand for this type of product? Is the world turning to low-carb?
Yes, of course. It started as a niche product. But it is demand-driven, and if you see how many people are interested in weight loss or healthy eating, you just make an addition of people on a weight loss program, of fitness and health-orientated people with diabetes, type 2, vegetarian, vegans. So there is a huge number of people. I would say more than 35 to 40% of the population are interested in good food in connection with low carb and high protein.
Okay. Now, I guess the challenge with bread is that fundamentally bread's a carbohydrate, but you've managed to produce one that has only 5.4 grams of carbohydrate per 100 grams, which translates to about a couple of slices is 5 grams, isn't it?
Yes, if you have two slices, let's say for breakfast as toast, it gives you only 5 grams of carbs.
Right.
And that is perfect for people on a ketogenic diet. You are not bloated. You are nicely satisfied for a long time. It's ideal for kids before they go to school or as a sandwich for lunch. That's just perfect, yeah.
And what's the typical slice of bread, whether it's white bread or wholemeal from the local baker or the local supermarket? What's the carb loading on a couple of slices of bread?
It depends what's the weight of the slices, but you can say that usually the really good breads, the so-called low-carb breads, they are promoted as a low-carb bread. They have 28 to 30 grams per 100.
Okay. Well, that's quite a bit more.
Normal breads like white bread are up to 45% per 100 full of carbs.
Okay. And was there anything particularly that caused you to get into the low-carb marketplace, Christian?
Yeah, it was myself. I was obese for many, many years. And my lifestyle was out of control. I'm not a very disciplined man, so I was not able to say, stop here, Christian, and lose weight. I was up to 150 kilos.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't control myself, especially my appetite after dinner,
Okay.
When I had dinner at 6 or 7
yep.
in the evening, I went to the fridge until 11, and that was really no good. So I found out by coincidence that a high-protein product keeps you a bit satisfied and gives you support if your discipline is not the best. If you're somebody who says, stop here, I want to lose weight, that's easy, you can do it. But if you're a bit weak and you have stress or other reasons for doing that, then you need intelligent eating. And intelligent eating means low sugar, low carb, and high protein to keep you satisfied.
Right. Well, certainly the I Quit Sugar movement, and sugar's a very big part of carbohydrates, that's certainly gathered some momentum here in Australia over the last couple of years. I know just from the number of interviews we've done about that. So for people who are diabetic, this is obviously quite a good option because I can recall when I stopped eating sugar, the thing that I sort of craved most was to have a sandwich, and you can't just go to the supermarket and do that. It blows whatever small carb allowance you have in no time. But you're now you're distributing your bread right around Australia. and it's available in a lot of supermarkets. So obviously there is an increase in demand for your products.
There is a huge demand, and this product is demand driven. We work together with the University of Sydney, Sergius, and Fiona Atkinson and Professor Jenny Brand-Miller. They checked the bread in a study, and they recommended for people with diabetes type 2.
Okay.
That was very inspiring for us. You know, if professional food people like the University of Sydney gives you a stamp and says that's it, that's a product for a special group of the population, then you are very motivated and you continue to develop and work on the product, and that helps, yeah.
Yeah. So I noticed the other day there was a release of information about healthy food, healthy breads and mueslis and stuff like that. Now, you make pasta and you also make muesli, but I didn't see your name on the list. If you're among the lowest in carbs, wouldn't you be the healthiest?
I believe we have the healthiest bread and as well the pasta and the muesli, but there are many different factors. We are a very little company. We don't have the funds to advertise the same as the big boys do it. And if you are not in the major supermarkets, that is a question of availability, then some people say your bread is $1 or $2 dearer than a normal bread from the competition.
Yes.
Yes, you can say it. If you compare it with normal breads, it might be dearer. But if you compare only the amount, let's say, of protein in the bread, it is the cheapest protein in the country. It's plant protein. It's good for diabetics. It's good for weight loss. It's good for vegans and vegetarians. And we have double the protein than our competition breads have. And that might be a reason that we will not be on the top of the list of the health food awards. You know?
So that basically it's a bit of a marketing exercise, you would say.
It is marketing driven. Oh. I believe that money is a thing. These awards don't work for nothing.
Yeah.
They are a bit sponsored. We can't do that. Others can. I'm not sure. I can't see behind the stage. I can't have a look behind the stage. But as everything, it is in business. As everything in business, it is a question of money.
Yeah. So have you sought endorsement for your products from, obviously the University of New South Wales, or Sydney University, sorry.
Sydney University. But we have the 5-star health rating, which is a government label.
Right.
But to be honest, Graham, the best endorsement comes from our customers.
Yep. I saw some of your...
I can promise I have hundreds of
you do.
From people who could not eat bread for many, many years.
Yep.
Because the doctors or nutritionists or dietitians said, don't eat bread, don't eat pasta, and be careful with the sugar mueslis, full of carbs, full of sugar. So they can eat now again bread, pasta, and muesli, and they are very grateful, and that is the best endorsement I can imagine.
Well, I'm happy to endorse it too, because I've eaten all three of your products, and they don't affect my blood sugar. So,
no, absolutely.
You know,
it is really different. If you have that good food for dinner, the blood sugar the next morning is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, well,
not for everybody, of course. Everybody. Every person is different, but it really supports. I lost 60 kilos in 9 months, and I cured my diabetes. I have to say that clearly.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good story, and I had a lot of followers and a lot of people who said, I try the same, and they had success.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely on the money there. I agree with you there, Christian. Tell me, are you looking to expand your market for this bread?
Yes, we are going to expand. At the moment, we have 4 bakeries up and running in Australia, which is on the Gold Coast, in Melbourne, in Sydney, and in Adelaide. Our system is organized that we work with qualified local craft bakers, mid-sized craft bakers, who have a commitment to quality and good service.
Right.
We are able to train the bakers. We support them with our recipe and with some ingredients, and then local ingredients are added to the dough. And we check it on a regular basis. So it is classical craft baking as we do it since 1850, over six generations. We have a long tradition. We have a lot of skills, and that is what we would like to transfer into local business to supply people in the neighborhood.
Well, Christian, I really wish you well with that from the bottom of my heart. I know it works. And I think if people want to get on to the product, they could go to your website, hermanbrott.com.au. And I commend you for what you're doing, Christian. Good luck.
Thank you, Graham. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And you.
That was Graham speaking with Christian Conan of Herman Brott. Now, you can find out more about their bread on www.hermanbrott.com.au.
And look, we don't endorse things here, to be honest. We never have. But I have used this. I discovered it 12 months ago. It does work. And for me, it's an absolute lifesaver. So, get onto it. IGA is one place you'll find it. Okay.